I'm your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Target. Target believes that the joy of everyday life is all around us, and that imagination and curiosity fuel a lifetime of learning for children and families. Target is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire we
come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe, let's go!
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Mom, Dad!
Molly, Tui, what's wrong?
Everything's great. Molly and I are great. Bye! See you tomorrow, Tui.
Are you sure everything's okay, Mol?
Yeah, I'm fine. But boy, do I have some news for you.
We have some news for you too, Molly.
There's
We've
a wild
decided
beast
to
living
take
at
over the trading
post.
What?
What?
Did you just say we're taking over the trading post?
Ever since we found out that Mr. Rowley had closed the Denali trading post,
we've been thinking how perfect it would be for us to run it as a family.
And you'll love the upstairs. There's a bedroom that will be perfect for you.
We're gonna live there?
We can move in right away.
It's convenient for your mom's flight runs.
And for your dad's wilderness expeditions.
That all makes sense.
And the trading post is so important to the people of Kaya.
That's definitely true, except...
What is it, Molly?
What about the wild beast that lives inside?
Molly, come inside the trading post and give your parents a hand, please. Anai.
Are you sure the beast isn't somewhere in here? Maybe hiding behind one of those boxes? Or under the table?
We've searched every inch, and it's 100% beast-free.
Unless you count the work it's gonna take to get this place into shape. Now that's a beast.
Did you check in the supply room, Grandpa?
Yes, and your father looked behind the display case. Your mom searched the bedrooms upstairs, too.
Okay. So this is going to be our new home, huh? It needs a lot of help.
Good thing we have you, Segoya.
I do have some ideas.
We'd love to hear them.
Okay. Well, we could put some maps and family pictures on the walls to brighten the room.
That's a nice idea.
And a reading nook where folks can sit and read from a free book section. Oh, and we have to set up the new Wi-Fi router and...
Those are all great ideas.
And I can organize the storeroom. I've been working on a system.
A system, you say?
We start with camping gear under A for adventure.
I guess that makes sense.
And then backpacks.
Under B?
No, under C.
For camping?
Carrying, Mom, because you carry stuff in them.
Right, C.
And of course, food for dogs and cats on opposite sides of the aisle since.
I've got an idea, Molly. Why don't you and I head outside to clean up the porch while your mom and dad start setting up your, system?
To be so great, Grandpa. We'll meet the tourists who come to Kaya first before anyone else. And we're right next to the runway so Mom can fly home and be here to tuck me in. First thing we should do is advertise the grand reopening of the Denali Trading Post under new management.
Sure, advertising is important.
Denali Trading Post is going to make so many people happy, especially me!
You certainly are on your way, Segoya. But this reminds me of the story of Raven stealing the light.
Ooh, I haven't heard this one.
You're gonna like it. There once was a great chief who had a beautiful daughter. And to make her happy, he stole the sun and moon and hung them in her house.
But without the sun and moon, the people must have had no light.
Exactly. They couldn't see to hunt or fish, so they called on Raven to help them. Raven went to visit the chief and asked him to return the sun and the moon to the sky.
No.
But the chief refused. So Raven devised another plan.
Ooh, I love plans.
This is a complicated one. Raven transformed himself into a tiny spruce needle and placed himself in the water before the chief's daughter. When she went to drink from her ladle, the chief's daughter swallowed that spruce needle too.
Did that hurt?
She didn't even notice. Raven became a baby in her belly, and soon he came into the world as the chief's charming grandson. The chief adored the boy so much that when little Raven was crying and crying to play with the sun and the moon, the chief couldn't resist. He handed them over to the child, who quickly ran outside and transformed back into Raven. And he threw the sun and moon way up into the sky where they belonged.
And the people had light again.
They sure did.
Masicho, Grandpa. That's a wonderful story. But what does it have to do with my plan for the trading post?
Good plans take time, Segoya. Whether you're taking back the sun and the moon or just figuring out where to put the camping gear.
What's that great smell?
Who's ready to eat?
I could eat a horse.
I'm not sure that's on the menu, but we do have caribou stew and rice.
Yes!
Come sit, Molly.
Can we please, please show Grandpa my room before we eat?
Sure, but let's be quick. We don't want the food to get cold.
I still can't believe we're going to be living right above the Denali trading post.
Let's all go see your room, Segoya.
Ta-da! My room! I'm going to put my desk in the corner and hang my world map over it. So before I go to sleep, I can see all the places I'm going to visit in my life.
It's a handsome room, Segoya.
I know. It's amazing! And now, I'm starving.
Chiroa, let's eat. Come on.
Where did... Walter? Didn't you already put lunch on the table before we went to Molly's room?
I thought I did.
It's gone! Just like my birthday cake. It's the beast! The beast is here!
Let's take it easy, everyone. No need to panic.
But what if that thing keeps eating all our food?
We won't let that happen. I promise.
Okay. You're right. Nothing to be afraid of. It's just a mystery, right?
That's right, Molly.
And I'm gonna solve it.
We'll solve it together.
Look, crumbs from the bread. They're leading... downstairs.
I see more crumbs this way.
Look, down here by the loose board. It went outside. Come on.
Look, on the porch.
More crumbs.
They're heading in the direction of... Raven?
Raven is circling over the bunkhouse.
That must mean something, right, Chada? Like when you found your bull moose.
Let's hope it's not a moose this time.
Sounds like something's in the bunkhouse.
Let me open the door first, Molly.
Empty?
Just the bunk beds. And all those boxes of cleaning supplies.
But look! More breadcrumbs!
They go towards the bathroom.
It's coming from the shower.
I'm gonna pull aside the curtain. Ready, set.
A puppy? Aww.
She's a Malamute.
What a cutie.
Looks like a sled dog to me.
You were just hungry, weren't you, girl? Whoa, growling.
Here, Molly, try some salmon skin to coax her out.
Here, girl. Who likes salmon skin? I know I do, and... and obviously you do, too.
Whoa! Come here! Hey, whoa! Come here!
Hey!
Watch out!
Back.
Watch the table!
Hey, watch out! She's tangled in the... vacuum cord.
Oh, no! And she's gone.
That little dog has a strong spirit.
She's a beast.
Molly, where have you been? We were supposed to be on the basketball court hours ago.
It was a messy day, Tui.
Molly? Do you know there's a puppy following you?
She is?
She is.
Oh, did I mention we found our beast?
That's the beast? She's so cute. smart
and mean.
Grandpa Nat says she has a strong spirit. She was hiding out in the trading post. She's the one who took my birthday cake.
But where did she come from? How did she get there in the first place?
Tui, that's a great question.
It is?
Yes, and it's up to us to find the answer.
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit Cho. Thank you.
From PRX.